Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
My soul clingeth unto the dust. Quicken. Quicken means to stir up or rouse thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. Precepts means rules and laws, or laws. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Another word for wondrous is good works. My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Graciously means courteously or politely. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. And testimonies are your sworn statements, O Lord Yah. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I have read to you from Psalms 119, verses 25 through 32. See, let us have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. You say your prayer as I say my prayer. It should only take about a minute or so. So let's say our prayers. Our Father in heaven, creator of all things, we, your lost sheep, thank you for restoring us tenderly, for waking us up this morning in sound, sane mind, and excellent health and prosperity in all things. We also thank you and praise you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In the name of Yahweh, a.k.a. also known as Jesus, I say this prayer. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Remember to keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday, the seventh day of the week, holy, and do no work in it. You can find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. The Bible does not tell you to keep Sunday holy. Keeping Sunday holy is an abomination of desolation. Abomination of desolation is man-made rule or man-made law. And I tell you this because when I was reading in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, 31, I have been praying, give me the word, help me know what abomination of desolation is. And you'll find it like written like that, abomination of desolation, in the New King James Version of the Bible. But that Bible is worn out, so I don't use that anymore. I just use the regular King James Version of the Bible. And it does not say abomination of desolation. It says desolation makes it reads a little different from the New King James Version. But the reason why I say that abomination of desolation is man-made rule or man-made laws is because I have been praying, and this is what God told me, or I shouldn't say what God told me. That's what popped up in my mind, and that's what I tell. Pardon me. That's what I tell you, sheep. Abomination of desolation is a man-made rule, because a man will tell you to put the pig at the altar. A man will tell you you can have abortion. It's man-made laws. Again, you can read in Daniel chapter 11, verse 31, talks about abomination of desolation. then you can read that in the New King James Version of the Bible, the way it states like that. Now, I want you to know that Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Saturday evening. Now, sheep, excuse me, I have to burp. Sheep, I did not plan for that to happen, but it's happening to me. My mind is telling me to tell you all to read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. That's where judgment begins, at the house of God, and the righteous shall scarcely make it in. So I'm saying to you pastors and overseers of churches, get right. I know, I think it's in the book of James, it tells you that if you break one law of God, like one of the Ten Commandments, you've broken them all. At least get a start. We don't know what's going to happen, but something is going to happen. And it's going to happen within the next 2 or 3 years. Try to get yourselves right. Change your church meetings to Saturday and keep it holy. Now, see, I want you to turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 24. I'm going to pick up reading there before we go into today's lesson, the sign of the two baskets of figs. I want to read where I left off from the last time. Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 24. Let's start reading there. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says Yah the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, said Yah the Lord? Verse 25, I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesies lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart. Deceit means fraud and deception. Verse 27, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man of his neighbor. His dreams are fraud and deception, and that their dreams are causing men to forget his name. Let's pick up reading at verse 27 again. Which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, and their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The word Baal means Lord or Master for Satan, the devil, Lucifer, whatever he calls himself, Beelzebub. And also, I want you sheep to remember about there were the letter J and V were not written until 30 years after the King James Version of the Bible was written. So that's one way to help us forget God's name. And I'm looking for the papers where I had that information. I know that you can find it. I'm still looking for that information where I had. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records, 1985, I think. I can't find that information handy now, but that's where I read it. Let's pick up reading in verse 28. The prophets that had a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is to shout to the wheat, said Yah the Lord. And this is a very important statement because it's your last line of protection. This is what I think the shaft is. For example, a shaft is a husk. Let's say you have a peanut, and with the peanut, you pull the shell off, and then there's a reddish thin covering over that peanut, and you pull that little husk off before you get to the actual meat of the peanut. So what is the shaft of the wheat? What is the shaft to the wheat, says Yah the Lord? It's very important in my view. It is your last line of protection. Jesus, or AKA Yahweh, is our last line of protection in this life. You have to make a choice. You're going to either follow him or what man made. And I think I read to you in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, maybe verse 21, that you have to know Yah the Lord for yourself. You have to know this Bible for yourself because your pastor may not be reading it to you the way it is. So you, no one can save you but yourself. You have to want to be saved. So read your Bible. Let's pick up at verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire, says Yah the Lord? And that's true. I've told you several times that it took me 27 years before I started doing this program, what I'm doing now. And this year, January, makes it four years for me on Blog Talk Radio of reading the word of Yah the Lord. And it'll make, and on August the 11th, it will make 5 years where I started at a local television station here in Detroit, Michigan. I pray that our Heavenly Father will bless them immensely where their program can be seen even in my neighborhood without having Comcast cable. Let's finish reading verse 29. Let's start over at verse 29. It says, is not my word like a fire, saith Yah the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? That's true. You have to say it. Before you die, if God told you to do his word, you're going to do it because it is like fire shut up in your bone. And it was like me coming out of the belly of the whale, as Jonah did when I started. It's uplifting. And once you get started, you will enjoy doing it. And I know I'm the worst person in the world to feed his sheep, but he told me to do that and ministering to his people. And this is what I do as best as I can. Verse 30, therefore, and we're reading in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 30, therefore, behold, I am against the prophets that saith the Lord, that steal my word, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, said Yah the Lord. That's the second time that use their tongues and say, he said, behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, said Yah the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to error by their lies and by their likeness. Their likeness, their inappropriate or not serious dreams, they're lying. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says Yah the Lord. Well, sheep, I want you to believe that I would not be doing this program or have anything to do with the Bible had not my Father in heaven gave me the dream to do it. Excuse me, I'm having to burp. I would not be doing this program if I had not been given that dream, and I was given that dream. So it's no sense for me lying to you. It's okay if I'm telling the truth. Let's pick up reading at Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 33. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Yah the Lord? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you. Forsake means to abandon or give up on you or forget you, says Yah the Lord. Verse 34. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of Yah the Lord, I will even punish that man and his family. Thus shall ye say, every one to his neighbor, then every one to his brother, what has Yah the Lord answered, and what has Yah the Lord spoken? And the burden of Yah the Lord ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden, for ye have perverted. Perverted means to misuse the words of the living God, of Yah the Lord of hosts, our God. Let me read verse 36 again. And the burden of Yah the Lord ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden, for ye have perverted the words of the living God, of Yah the Lord of hosts, our God. Verse 37. Thus shalt thou say to the prophets, what has Yah the Lord answered thee, and what has Yah the Lord spoken? But since ye say, the burden of Yah the Lord, therefore thus saith Yah the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of Yah the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of Yah the Lord. Therefore, I will utterly means totally or completely forget you, and I will forsake you in the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach. Reproach means shame or disgrace upon you, and a perpetual shame. Perpetual means everlasting or no ending, which shall not be forgotten. See, we have finished reading Jeremiah chapter 23, the branch of the righteous. And I want you to remember, go over this. I want you to read verses 1 through 8. And it will tell you, that it'll talk about the pastures of the sheep, the pastures that destroy his scattered sheep. And it'll also talk to you in verses 7 and 8. In verse 3, it talks about the remnant of his flock. And 7 and 8 talks about he is going to gather his sheep. And he's going to bring them to the land that they're supposed to be in, of the lands that he gave them. So that ends Jeremiah chapter 23. Now let's start reading today's lesson, the sign of the two baskets of figs. Jeremiah chapter 24. Let's read. Yah the Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of Yah the Lord. After that, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the males of Judah. And I always cannot say the word princes. I think when I say princes, I want you to think of the males of Judah. And the carpenters and the smiths. The smiths are blacksmiths, those who make horseshoes or swords those are the blacksmiths, from Jerusalem and had brought them to Babylon. Verse 2. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are ripe first in the basket. And the other basket had naughty figs. Those naughty means soil or bad figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. Verse 3. Then said Yah the Lord unto me, seest thou, what seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil figs, very evil, that cannot be eaten. They are so spoiled. They are so evil. Verse 4. Again, the word of Yah the Lord came unto me, saying, thus said Yah the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge. Acknowledge means to accept or own them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. So I'm wondering if the land of the Chaldeans is the United States of America. I'm just wondering. It doesn't say that. Let's pick up reading at verse 6, chapter 24. For I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not put them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them an heart to know me. And whenever I see the word heart, I replace it with mind. But you don't have to do it. You read it as is in the Bible. That I am Yah the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Remember, I replace the word heart with mind. And so we shall return their whole heart. Verse 8. And the evil figs which cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Thus said Yah the Lord, I will give Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remained in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt, and I will deliver them to be removed into the kingdoms of the earth of their, for their hurt, to be a reproach. And a reproach is a disgrace or a shame. And a proverb. A proverb is a nickname. A taunt. A taunt is an insult. And a curse. In all places whither I have driven them, I will send the sword and famine. Famine is lack of food. And pestilence. Pestilence are diseases like what you have, Ebola, that has mutated, and right now we have measles among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and their fathers. We have finished reading Jeremiah chapter 24. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, keep the evil one away from us. In your son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. If it's God's will, I will be with you next time. God love you, sheep. God loves you, sheep. Goodbye for now.